Chapter 3, Putting on a Little Show. Our culture places a high value on youth and devalues aging because it's associated with changes in physical appearance. The above is a quote from a college textbook, of all places. So in keeping with a quote, I'm going to give you a few superficial tips on holding off some of the changes in ours and your physical appearance. I'd like to hit the aches and pains of old age, which interests me, but I'll leave that for later. First, I'll admit it. I have a hard time taking my own advice. I slouch at times, I'm not all that ravishing to look at, and I've let myself bulge in front. I've come to accept these bodily changes with a lot of self-scolding, realizing I'm not living up to the American standards of skinny body and a sprightly walk. Don't know my excuses, as straightening up and refusing that candy bar is not that hard to do. But whoever said we were rational animals? Or maybe it's because I hear all these old bromides. It's what's on the inside, not the outside, that counts. I've heard that one so much. I've come to think if that's the case, how come Vogue doesn't use eye-catching photos of the esophagus in their ads? Grow old gracefully is another biggie I hear often. Lots of emphasis, at least verbally, on to hell with looks. Miss America pageants, I am told, is not a beauty contest, but a scholarship contest. Funny they don't give prizes to brainiacs that resemble Condoleezza Rice or Sonia Sotomayor. We are told we aren't supposed to judge a book by its cover or judge a person on their looks. The truth is, we're supposed to judge a person on their money. But face it, pun not intended, ever since Ponce de Leon went searching for the fountain of youth and discovered Florida, we've also been searching for the fountain. Could it be that's why all those seniors are looking for when they move to Florida? But put that aside, let's go back to upkeep. Guys, if you're short, by 80 you've adjusted by becoming either smart, witty, helpful, or charming to compensate for those lack of inches. And you can always do a movie star trip and wear lifts in your shoes, or like George Bush, wear cowboy boots. And guys, don't try to cinch a 34-inch belt over a 54-inch waist so your belt falls below your belly and a spare tire hangs over the belt. I know in regards to the belly, I should take my own counsel. But apart from that, if you have a spare tire, I don't care what Mom says, don't tuck in your shirt. Wear it outside. Furthermore, a totally bald head is sexy. Young men are shaving it all off, too. And if you shower regularly, don't worry about scents like brute. Who needs a brute around? And as for spices, who wants to smell like some old spice that's been in the cupboard for 5 years? Had a woman friend tell me they should make a male scent called Good Provider. Face it, guys, it's always what's in the wallet that smells the best. Although some of the new shaving lotions, I'm told, are Cracker Jacks. But as a replacement for that wallet, well, there's love. And although I know this is politically incorrect for women in my age category, I'm telling women, though, wear some makeup. It's cheering and makes the face fun to look at. And according to French designers, for the best take on your body, wear clothes that are either different shades of the same color or all one color. If you wear two colors, they cut you in half and make you look shorter. And if you're gray-haired, well, gray hair only looks distinguished on guys, so dye it. Every woman knows that old joke. She's my best friend. She thinks I'm too thin, and I think she's a natural blonde. Face it, a little dye takes off years. So our bodies have deteriorated, and our memories aren't up to snuff. But as I've said before, we're happier, with higher self-esteem and greater wisdom now than when we were young. For that, aren't those well-earned wrinkles, hair losses, and bellies worth it? No, because we live in a judgmental world. Occasionally we come across someone who looks great in his, her 70s and 80s. We envy, hate, avoid, and criticize these people. They glorify in their full heads of hair when flat stomachs and exude confidence. I comfort myself by telling myself they probably exercise all the time, not to mention they probably owe a mint to plastic surgeons. So, Ponca de Leon, we haven't yet found the fountain of youth. Not even in Florida, but we're trying.